Okay, today is Daf Samach Gimel. We're on Samach Beis Amid Beis, the fourth line from the bottom, Amar Abaya. Amar Abaya, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Meir, Kulo Sviru Lahu, Adam Makne, Davar Shelo Bala Olam. Everybody holds you can acquire something that's Lo Bala Olam, but it has to be not just Lo Bala Olam, it has to be a little bit, some little bit Ba'olam, right? Like you can't walk, an 18-year-old boy can't walk, a 10-year-old boy, no, better yet, a father of a 1-year-old boy, no, better yet, a father who's, a guy who's 16 years old, is going to go to his chavru who's also 16 years old, and say, my son's going to marry your daughter. I'm 16, you're 16, I'm not married, you're not married, no, but that's davar shelo ba'olam. But all these things are a little bit ba'olam. And we're going to see what they are. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov ha'damarin, that we said yesterday, that you can be mafresh trumas and peros, even though they didn't grow yet, but they're here in the world, right? Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi, the Tanya, it says like this, Lo sazgir eved el adonav. You're not allowed to, what is the word, how do they translate the word sazgir?
Deliver.
You can't deliver and return an eved to his master. What does that mean? Rabbi Omer, belokeach eved, it's when you buy an eved, al menas l'shachar achas medaber. I'm buying an eved on condition that I'm going to free you. When you buy the eved, you don't own him. So how are you freeing him? It's really davar shelo bala olam.
When you buy him?
Yeah. I'm buying you to free you. You're not allowed to losazg your eved al donav. You can't return an eved to its master. What does that mean? Rashi explains, why can't it mean, Rashi says, azhar lebezdin, shelo yazgiru lebailav lishtabibo. You can't return him back to be an eved. If you ran away or something. So it's talking about you bought an eved on the condition to free him. Hey Chidami, what's that case? Amr of Nachem by Yitzchak can go and dekasav lekashekaracha. When I buy you, you're free from right now, but I don't own you right now. It's like, what is that? It's really davar shelo bala olam. It's a little bit, the guy's standing right here. It's a little bit lo olam, it's a little bit lo bala olam, that's good enough.
Correct.
Rabbi Meir, Detanya, Hamal Isha. If a guy says to a woman, marry me, after I become a Jew, after you become a Jew, after I get freed, after you get freed, after your husband dies, you hear that? After your husband dies, he married to me, after your sister dies, who I'm married to, after your husband dies, and then your brother does yibum, chalitza, then you're married to me. Ain't a mikudeshes. None of that works. Rabbi Omer, it certainly does work. Mikudeshes, it does work. What do you see? It's a little bit lobo olam, a little bit far-fetched, a little bit not. Not good enough. Rabbi Yochanan Asandler Omer, ain't a mikudeshes. That doesn't work.
We're saying that according to him, that it works. If I tell you I'm married to you, when your husband dies, married to him now.
Not now, then. The point is, maybe he'll die first. Maybe he'll never die. Maybe Mashiach will come. Who knows what? Fine. So Mary says, whatever that means, be kudeshes. When the husband dies, she's not a single girl. Shana almana. She's married to you. Right. How that works, I don't know exactly how it works. Yeah. Mary says it works. It's davar shelo bala olam. I'm happily married right now. What are you doing? It works. Rabbi Yochanan Asandla Omer Einu Mekudeshes. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Omer Mekudeshes. Now, Ma'atam Omer Einu Mekudeshes. Why doesn't that work? The answer is, it's a funny thing. Mishum Eva. Because the husband, imagine she comes home one day, sitting at the Shabbos table. She says, by the way, you know our neighbor? I accepted Kedushin from him after you die. So what do you think that does to the Shalom Bayis over there in that house? Right? So because of Eva, it's going to... What are you doing, lady? So because of that reason, it doesn't work. If not for that reason, why can't it work? That's a reason it doesn't work. It's not, nothing to do with the halachas of davar shelo bala olam. It's a side reason. We don't want it to work because we don't want to give incentive to people to do that.
Because when you take feelings into halachas...
Exactly. It's interesting. You do. Right?
But if the guy's sick, then she just...
A different story, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about it's a low plug. It's a low plug. You can't do that. You can't come home and tell your husband, look what I did today. I accepted kedushin from the neighbor, right, who you don't like, right? So that does the low plug. Now, v'nechshav nami Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So why isn't Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi on the list of people that say it does work? So the Gemara gives an unbelievable answer. Hainu Rebbe, Hainu Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. No, no, Rebbe is Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. Yeah. The Gemara didn't know that?
Really?
Right?
We did before Rebbe Omer, so we're interchanging Rebbe.
Exactly. So then we bring another Bryce that Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi said it. So why isn't he on the list? No, no, that's Rebbe. Same person. What's going on here? Yeah. What's going on here? Now the Gemara says, V'nechshav Nami Rebbe Akiva. Why don't you Rebbe Akiva on the list? The Tanya, Rebbe Akiva held. Konim, a guy makes a neder, shani osa lepicha. If a woman makes a neder and says to her husband, I'm doing nothing for you. Einot tzarich lafer. He doesn't have to be made for it because that neder doesn't get off the ground because she's getting against her promise, her duties. Right. She can't do that. Rabbi Kiv Omer, no yafer. He has to be made for it. Why? Because Shema Tadif Alav Yosim in a royaloi. Maybe she'll do more than she's required to do. She has to do X for her husband. Her responsibilities are X, whatever they are, they're X. She says, I'm not doing Y. So now, you have to be made for them. Why? She doesn't have no obligation to do X above and beyond for you. She has no obligation to do that. So she can make a neder. Therefore, the husband has to be made for it. What do you see? It's really lo bala olam. Whatever it's going to be next month, so why isn't that on the list?
Every neder is not. I'm not going to eat cookies for next week.
What?
I'm not going to, anything you do with that in the future. Any neder you make, Connor.
Yeah.
Eat bread for the next month.
I hear you. So what's the answer to that question? No. What she's saying is, my handiwork, I'm not ironing for you anymore. I'm never ironing for you again. That's Dovel Olam. There's no iron here now. In the future, I'm never ironing for you. That's considered Dovel Olam. Why is that different than a cookie? I'm never going to eat cookies. Cookies are here in the world. I hear your question. The Gemara's going to answer it anyway. I'm never ironing for you. The ironing's not on the list. Right, I have to cook for you, fine. I have to clean for you. I have to iron for you. So Tosfos asks on the Tosfos of Yafer Shema Tadif, the second to bottom Tosfos, Tema, Halo Eino Mefer Elo Dvarim Shebeino Lebeina V'inu Nefesh. One second. He only has to allow to be made for things that between the two of them and Inu Nefesh. So if she says, not ironing for you, I'm not taking out the garbage or things like that. So is that really Beino Lebeina and Inu Nefesh? What, the Inu Nefesh, now he has to take out the garbage. It's hard to say that. So how can you make for it? If she says, I'm going on a diet, I'm not eating fat things anymore, things that are fatty, I'm not eating them anymore. He can't be made for that. Right. Nothing to do with him. Right? No, I want you to eat fatty things. It's not his shaykhus. Right? So how can you make for this neder? So Tosfos gives a little very interesting answer. Listen to this. You hear the questions? V'yesh lomar, d'ha nami dvarim shebeino lebeina. No, it is beno lebeina. You know why? Lefi she'i efshel letamtim lihanos mishala mashi chayevislo v'efshelo shel yehena yosim in a royalo. It's impossible to determine what is her duties. When does it become not her duty anymore? Oh, that I don't have. That is already above and beyond. You can't be efshel letamtim. You can't determine that. She has to do duties in the house. When does it become extra? At what point? That speck of dust, I don't have to clean. I mean, this speck, I do a bit. Right? It's impossible. I have to give you food, so I'll cook for you. So this meat, one extra molecule is not already extra. It's impossible to figure that out. Therefore, it becomes beno lebeina. And therefore, he can be made for it. Even though, tell me, it's officially lo dov shalo bal olam. Right? V'yasser af b'shar ma'isi yadeh l'kach tzarech lafer. So there's no. It's inevitable that he's going to ask her things that she has an obligation to do. Right? She's offering herself things. I'm not doing extra for you. Well, what's extra? Well, extra is extra. Whatever's extra. It's impossible to figure that out. Because the way you draw the line is so difficult to determine that you can cross that line so quickly. And therefore, you have to be made for.
There's no list somewhere of the basic...
There is a list. But the point is, the obligations so quickly can go into the voluntary, into the extras, that it's impossible to be betamtim that. You can't determine that. And therefore, it's a very good chance that you're going to ask her things she's required to do. Therefore, he can be made for it. So, but the question was, why isn't this on the list as something that's darash shalom ba'la olam? So the Gemara answers, no. Hitmar Allah, Amr of Huna Braid of Yeshua, but Omeris, she said, Yikadchu Yadela Osehem. My hands are not doing anything for you. The Yadehem is Nubalam. Your hands are in the world. She wasn't talking about work, she was talking about her hands.
Meaning
my hand, I'm not holding a finger for you. My finger's right here. That's not Dovah Shalom Ba'olam, but it's Imbats Ba'olam. That could answer your question about
but
the cookies.
She has to use her fingers to make something.
Fine. I'm not doing that, but that's in the world. That's in the world.
But
not a Dovah Shalom Ba'olam anymore.
But making something with your fingers is something that's not here right now.
But the Isser was on her fingers. My fingers I'm not lifting for you. Doesn't matter if I'm going to create something out of thin air. It doesn't matter if doesn't matter what it is. My fingers are what I'm mastering. That's in the world. Therefore, it's not a Dovah Shalom Ba'olam. Okay. Next Mishnah. Ha'omer le'isha, if a guy says to a woman, Hareyat mekudeshesli, be married to me, amanas she'adaber olecha l'shulton, that I will speak to you on behalf of the governor. I'm very tight with the governor, I'll speak on his behalf, on your behalf. Or, ve'ese imcha kepoel, I'll be a worker for you. I'll be like a worker for you. So, daber olecha l'shulton, if he speaks to the governor, ve'ose imo kepoel, and he acts like a worker, mekudeshes, it's good. V'yamlav, eignam b'kudeshes, and if not. Very simple Mishnah. What's the chiddush in this Mishnah? The chiddush is Amr Shlakish, v'hu shenasan la shava pruta. But he also has to give her a shava pruta. In other words, why?
Like the first Mishnah, we said there are three ways that you become...
So isn't there a value to this? It's not so easy to get to the governor. You want that when there's a snow, they come plow on your street. But the governor doesn't like you. He tells the plow, don't go down that block. Right? That block, no plow. Well, you hear the stories like this, right? They do these cities. Yes. You hear something. People do that. People do that. So you got to get to the governor. Stop this. Stop the madness. It's not so simple. You have to hire a consultant and these people, right? So it's worth money, no? So why does he have to... The Gemara's going to get to that point.
But there's no Kenyan here.
What?
There's no Kenyan here.
Who said there has to be a Kenyan? The Kenyan is that it cost money to get to the governor. I'll do it for free. On condition, you marry me. Equivalent of money. That doesn't mean money. It's also shava kesef, right? It's worth it.
But it's an intangible. There's no way to.
You're all on point. You're all on point. So Amar Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says you have to give a pruta. You have to give a pruta. Why you have to give a pruta? So Rashi says, "The Amar la hiskad shili bepruta zeh. Marry me with this pruta. Al manas on condition that I will talk to the governor on your behalf." V'ha asal ashminan tana didan, the bischar dibur oschar peula lo makacha. The value for speaking alone or being a poel or schlepping your laundry around in the neighborhood, that doesn't count. The yeshna l'schiras, why doesn't it count? Why doesn't it count? Why not? Because listen to this. The yeshna schira mitchila v'yadsof. But there's an ongoing machlokas in Shas. I need my shoes fixed. So I bring my shoes to the shoemaker. And it takes him an hour to fix it. Right? Now, do I have to stand there and every minute I give him another dollar? And then over the course of the hour, I paid him $20 to fix my shoes. Is that how it works?
No.
Some say yeah. And I owe the money as it's ongoing. But I don't pay like that. Nobody pays like that. They pay at the end. Therefore, it's a loan.
Right.
The shoemaker lends me the money because really he's owed the money every minute. So this minute he's lending me a dollar, the next minute another dollar, and at the end of the thing I owe him a bill of $20. When I come in and give him $20, part of it's a loan. Part of it's a payment for the fixing the shoes, but it's a loan because it was an ongoing obligation. Others hold that no, at the end of the job you owe the money. No such thing of this idea. So,
according to that, isn't there a ribbis issue in that
spot? You have to get around that. So, the yeshna l'schiras mitchila v'adzof, there's such a concept of owing the money, mitchila adzof, ongoing. Therefore, umilvahu, it's a loan. By not paying the money, the second you owe it, that minute, he's lending you the money. Oh, you pay me at the end. What possessed Rish Lakish to say this? Right? Why can't you just say... So therefore, that's the story. Now, ubischar lo, what you can't be married, you can't marry a woman by doing a job. Not true. Vatanya, bischar shekivucha ala chamor, I'll give you a ride on my donkey. The schar that I gave you a ride. I took you around on my wagon, or my boat. Doesn't work because I already did it. I did it already. Remember last month I gave you a ride. I gave you a ride. I drove you to the airport. I saved you $20. Marry me with that. That doesn't work. That's old news. I will give you a ride. I will take you on the wagon. That mikudeshes. It does work. So what do you see? You can be married with schar.
Right.
So why not here? Why do you have to give the pruta? So v'chiyite b'hachanayim b'diyavla shavar pruta. Now that's also talking about where you gave a pruta. Not true. But b'schar kamer, it says schar. V'od, tanya, shev imi b'tzavsa. Stay with me. She says, we're going to a bad neighborhood. Stand next to me. V'akadish lach. I'll marry you if you stand next to me. Right? Schok lefonai. Tell me a joke. Record lefonai. Dance in front of me. Right? Osei kedimus hazeh, do like this image, right? Some make me some, build me something. So shaman, we evaluate it. Im ye shava pruta mikudashas. That joke is worth a pruta. If that joke is worth a pruta, mikudashas. Vim lav ena mikudashas. So don't tell me that you can't get married. You can't get married on a job. You can. V'chi teba hachanaim v'diavlo shava pruta. Maybe in that case he also gave her a pruta and then he told her a joke. No. Shava shaman also kamer. No, we evaluate the joke. Is the joke worth a pruta or not? Was that dance worth a pruta or not? Shufta the Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said, guy says, I'll go to the governor on your behalf. He has to give a pruta. That's not true. So the Gemara says, no, Amalach Rish Lakish, Haitana bra savar, ena mukadeshes el lebasof. No. The brisa, the joke, holds that you only have to pay schiros at the end. The Tana didan, but our Mishnah held Sava Yeshna Schiras Mitzchila Vyad Sof, right? It's Yeshna Mitzchila Mitzchila Vyad Sof. The obligation is ongoing, right? That every moment the entire journey that the guy is going to talk to the governor, he's being owed money, and therefore it's a loan. He's lending her money, right? And there's also, you can't be Makadesh with a loan. That doesn't work. Therefore, he has to give her a pruta. That's why he has to give her a pruta.
So if he says, thank you, is every best to Martin?
He asked that question. I don't know. Umay duchke, now, umay duchke the Rish Lakish. What possessed Rish Lakish? Lu'ukme lebasnisan b'yesh neschiris b'tzil v'atzof. U'b'diavla. Wouldn't it have been simple to say like this? If what did Bryce say? If you tell a joke... Right? Can you be mekadesh with a joke? It depends. If it's worth a pruta, yes. If not, not. So why are we getting a whole complicated thing? No. He said he'll speak to the governor. So isn't that worth a pruta? If it is, it is. If not, not. Right? Why do you have to make up a crazy thing? No. Really? He gave a pruta. But why? It says he's going to go to the governor. No, because we hold some very difficult opinion about yesh netchila, yesh netchis, mitchila vatzof, so it turns into a loan, so therefore you can't be mekadesh with a loan, therefore you have to get... Why say all that? Just say very simply, you met Kaddish with a job. We could do such a thing. Right. What possessed Rish Lakish to say all this? The answer is, Yossi said it, because Amar Rava, Masnis and Kishi say, because the Mishnah was difficult, might hear you to tell you Almanas. Then why did it say Almanas? What did the Mishnah say? Homily, Sharia B'Kadesh, Almanas, Shadabret L'Shilton, on condition I go to the governor. What kind of condition? Just say, B'Schar, that I go to the governor. That costs money. People pay a lot of money to get to the governor. Right? So why couldn't you say that? What do you mean almanas? Oh, it's a condition. That's like almanas. It's going to rain tomorrow. But what's the condition? Money. Right? Ma'iri almanas, nisni schar. You should have said, with the schar that I'm going to save you, you don't have to hire that consultant. Hire me. I'm going to be makadish you. Shmamina, call almanas, achi diavlahu. The almanas means he gave her a pruta. And now, I so want to be your man, I'll make this conditional... that I get to the governor for you. Right?
It's interesting because, now think about this, the governor could say no. But if according to the first thing, then government, that's a problem. But now that we're saying it's not that he has to prove it, just talk to him.
Right. I don't know, but I don't. When I say that, talk to him. He might need to get the job done.
Doing a favor.
Yeah, doing a favor, not just to get into the door.
Well, I'm not right? According to this.
That wouldn't even be worth a pruta, what he told you no. He threw the door in your face. So what is that worth?
Because it's access.
Right? He shut you out, told you to get out. Was that not worth anything?
Yeah.
Well, I got into his office, and then he threw me out.
But according to that, that's what I had a problem with the Havamina, because the Havamina, you're not...
So it means you're going to get what you want. That's what it means.
That's
right.
All right.
Good? Next Mishnah. Almanas, on condition... Shiir to Abba, that your father?
My father
agrees to the shidduch. On condition, he has to give his approval. So, Rata Av, Mekudeshes. Vim Lav, Eda Mekudeshes. If he agrees, good. If not, not.
Is her father or his father?
Whose father is it?
It's the guy's father.
Fine. Mei to Av, if the father dies, Hareze Mekudeshes. Then they're married. The Gemara is going to answer, it doesn't make any sense. Meis HaBen, what if the son dies?
Is he the guy that just made that?
And then he died. So, Malam Din Ha'av Loma She'ein Erotze. Go tell the father to say no. Don't make her married. Make her not married. That makes sense. The middle case doesn't make sense. Right? What do you mean if the father died? He didn't agree.
Depends on the... Does he know about it?
What?
Did he know about it?
Right.
If he's dead, it's no longer relevant.
But he didn't affirm it. The condition was he has to affirm it. So we're going to change it. The Gemara is going to know. We meant to say the condition was he doesn't oppose it. And if he's dead, he's not opposing it. That's what we're going to change it to say that. Now, my almanas, shir to Abba. What does that mean that your father agrees? That the husband's father agrees? Ilei ma'ad da'amar Abba in... Does he have to say yes? That's okay with me. I like that shidduch. Then, ema mitziyasa. And what about the middle case? The middle case was meis ha'av. If the father died, habeza mekudeshes. Then they married. But v'hallo omar in. He never said yes. He didn't have a chance to say yes. He dropped dead. Ella, almanas sheyishtok abba, on the condition that my father doesn't say a word, and he's not going to say anything because dead people don't speak. Right? A movie like that? Dead men don't speak. Dead men don't talk. So then what's the problem? But aim is safe to look at the last case. What was the last case? Meis HaBen, if the father died, Malam Den HaSa'av, Lama She'en Erotzeh. If the son died, Malam Den HaSa'av, Lama She'en Erotzeh. We tell the father, don't agree. Am I? Why do you have to tell him anything? Vashasek, he's quiet. Tell him to be quiet. Ela, Amala, Almanas, Shelo Yimcha Abba. What it means is, on condition that my father doesn't object. Right. That's what it means. On condition he doesn't object. So Reisha...
He doesn't object.
What?
He doesn't object to what?
To the shidduch. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to positively affirm it.
He just doesn't have to object.
So if he's dead, he's not objecting, it's a good... That's a good all three cases. The first case was, on condition my father likes it. So he has to object. Second case, he died. He's not going to object. He's not alive. And the third case was, if the son died, you tell the father, you better object.
Right.
So that, therefore, there won't be a problem. And she's not married. Right? Now, one second. Reisha b'chad taima umitziyasa v'seifa b'chad taima. So now it's two different things going on. In the Reisha, he has to affirmatively...
Yes.
He has to affirmatively say yes. And the last two cases, she's telling him to keep quiet. Right? So it's opposite. What the father has to do is opposite. In the first case, he has to affirmatively agree, right? No.
Yes.
Reisha is b'chad taima. In the Reisha, he has to affirmatively agree. And the next two cases, he tells him to keep quiet. Well, in the second case, he died. And in the third case, we tell him, keep quiet.
Right.
If you never object, then it's fine. So it's not the same, it's not consistent. The Gemara says, "Yeah, and you're right. Amar Biana, in you're right. You're right. It's not consistent. So what? Amar Shlokish, Shmami Nami Dur Biana. You see from here, I don't know, like what the big shocker of this next statement is going to be. That Dachkinon Umokminon Masnisen betray Taimi. We'd rather have an inconsistent Mishnah, but Valiba Dachad Tana, but it's only one Tana said it. Rather than Velo Mokminon betray Tanoi, we don't want to have two Tanoim." B'chad taima. with one reason. We could have said two different shittas over here. The Reisha is Rabhim, and the second case is Rabhim. We didn't say that. We said it's anonymous Tana, whoever it is, one person, and different. You're right, it's different inconsistent cases. We'd rather say that than say that. What's the big shocker in that?
Why is it inconsistent?
What?
Consistent.
It's inconsistent because we're telling the father to do different things. That's why.
Different.
I understand. So it's not really consistent. So, okay, you're right. It's not so inconsistent. It's okay. But that's okay. I'd rather have that than say what? What's the alternative? That's Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Yeshua. Right. That we don't want to say. Right? We'd rather say it's one Tana, whoever it is. As long as it's, okay, it's a little bit inconsistent. Because we're telling the father to do different things. Right? Okay.
But I'm saying the Mishnah in general objecting to the concept of Yibum. Let's say the woman says, I really like the brother.
That's so silly. Mm-hmm. That's so silly.
What?
Yeah. Because he died. So there was never even a nothing happened here. Like to tell the father make her into an almana for a reason. Right?
Do I have to brother and rather brother independent?
Exactly. Yeah. He's right, you're right.
There's nothing
stopping that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So why should somebody have a label for no reason? Rabbi Yossi from Barami Amano, La'olam Chataimu. It's all consistent. Umay Almanas Shiyir Ta'aba. What does it mean on condition that my father agrees? Almanas Shlo Yimcha Abba. Mikan Vat Shloshim Yom. That he won't object for 30 days so that all the cases are the same. Case number one is marry me on condition my father doesn't object for 30 days. Number two, marry me on condition my father doesn't object for 30 days and he died. Not going to object for 30 days because he's in the Olam Emes. He's always dead. The Olam Emes is not going to object. And the third case was Almanas, that my father doesn't object for 30 days. Tell him to object so that she doesn't have an Sham Almana. All makes sense. Okay. Good?
Yeah.
Good. Next Mishnah. We're starting the Mishnah on Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Brand new topic. Kidashti as Biti. I married off my daughter. Ve'eni Yedea Lamil Kidashtia. But I forgot who I married her off to. Anybody here in Shul know who I married her off to? Anybody coming forward?
Speaking of.
What?
Speaking of
favorite homes. Yeah. Uba Echad. One guy shows up. Barman says, yeah, I need Kiddushia. I'm the guy. Neman, he's believed.
Why?
What? Why is he believed?
Maybe he's an imposter.
What? Why is he believed?
Maybe he just wants a...
Right?
Wants a what?
we'll explain in the Gemara why he's believed. Ze Omer. Ze Omer ani Kiddushia. One says it was me. Reuven says it was me. V'ze Omar ni kiddashtia, and Shimon says it was me. Shnehem nosnin get. Both of us have to give a get. Misafik. V'imratzu echad nosnin get v'echad kones. And if you want, one can give a get and one can stay married to her. As long as there's no kahanim, no problem. Okay? Well, what?
Maybe someone else. How do you know that?
No one came forward. Amar Rav. Rav said, and look at the Rashi of Amar Rav. The first Rashi in the Gemara. Ha ditnan. The Mishnah said, Ba echad va'omer, ani kiddashtiha. If someone said, I'm the guy, of course he can't marry her. For shtat, we're not allowing. What we are allowing is, you say it's you, now you can give her a get. Neman litain get kiddamer, kiddamer neman. He's believed to say, I'm the guy, now go give her a get. Bezal will make him give her a get. We believe him to say that you did marry her, we're not letting you stay married to her. That we're not allowing. You have to give her a get.
But you're ruining the woman.
Why is she ruined? Because she got a divorce?
Yeah.
Then let the father remember who he married his daughter off to. Mm-hmm. Right? Amar Rav, Neman litain get. He's believed only to give a get. Ve'ein Neman liknos. He's not believed to stay married to her. Neman litain get. He's believed to give a get. Ain adam chote v'lolo. Nobody would do that. Nobody's going to say, I'm the guy, when you're really not the guy. Nobody would do that. Right? To make his wife into an ashes ish. No one's going to do that. However, they nem on liknos, but we can't let him stay married. Because Ema Yitzhar Takfo, a very good looking woman. So anyone, this guy's got a beautiful daughter, and he's very wealthy. All the milas. Anyone remember who I married my daughter? Oh yeah, that was me, by the way. right, that was me, by the way. So we can't let them stay married because the Yetzer Hara for that is too strong. But if you do come forward, we don't really believe you're gonna be that guy. So it's a little, you know, like we don't know what to do. We don't really believe you're gonna be that guy and make her sin. You, it's not an avera. You can marry two women. She's a big avera. So we believe you enough to make you give a get. What are we supposed to do? It's a crazy situation. Yeah. Who doesn't remember who he married his daughter off to?
Do you believe him? You don't believe him, really. You really what? Believe him, they can stay married.
So by the way, Rav Asi Amar, Af Neman Liknos. You're even believed to stay married. It's a machlokas. You believe to stay married. Says Rashi, Delo chatzaf lomeimar lefnei ha'av shekibel kiddushin anihu. No one's going to do that. No one's going to have the chutzpah to say, oh, it was me. Father's like, I don't remember who it was, but it certainly wasn't you.
That's not true.
What?
That's not true.
That's the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah tomorrow is when two people come. We'll see. Well, the Mishnah said, what when two people come? The Gemara's going to ask that question in a second, right? No one's going to have the chutzpah to say that. Demirtas dilma mechachesh lei. The father's going to say, listen, I don't remember who it was, but it wasn't you. It wasn't you. I married off to someone good looking. You're a slob. It wasn't you. That I know for sure it wasn't you. Right? I know it wasn't you. Right? So no one's going to have the chutzpah to say that. I, who came forward, the real guy. It's a machlokas. So the Gemara says, one second. I forgot who it was. What is that? What? No, but that goes exactly the opposite of what he said.
He's explaining Ravasi.
No, Ravasi said he's believed to marry her. Yeah. Umoda Ravasi. What's that case? Umoda Ravasi. I'm sorry. That the Ravasi's arguing when the woman said it. When the woman said it, not the father. The woman said it. Then he agrees. One second. Tanan Ratu Echad Nosen Ged VeEchad Kones Tiyufta Derav. Right. Rav said. This is a question on Rav. Rav said that you only believe to give a get. But the second half of the mission is not like that. When two people come forward, one's believed. One has to give a get. The other one can marry her. So the Gemara answers, Amalach Rav, no, Shining Hasan, that's different. Kivon de Ika Echad Bahadei, Irtuse Mirtas. No, since one person came forward, and the other guy says, I'm also going to come forward. Right? Because since the other guy's here, now I'm covered. Then you can talk and marry her. Then one could stay married to her. Absolutely. Because he's covered. There's another guy here. Tanaka Vasi Dravasi. We have a bride that supports Ravasi. Kadashti, it's Biti. Marry my daughter. I married off my daughter, but I forgot who I married her to. And someone comes along and says it was me. Af Neman Liknos, you can marry her. Kansa, if you married her, right? Kansa means you married her? Uba Achar, Amar, Anik, Kansa. What's Kansa mean?
Yeah, married her.
Who's talking here? Kansa, Uba Achar, Amar, Anik, Adashtiha. And someone comes along and says it was me.
Second guy.
Lo Kal Haimenel Osro Love. Right? The second guy's not believed. Not going to come down and ruin the marriage. Haisha Shamar Nitzkadashti. A woman says, I got married. But the Ani Adel Mikadashti, I forgot who it was who gave me that ring. And someone comes along and says it was me. He's not believed. But Shehi Mechapa Alav. Maybe he's just doing it to spare her embarrassment. It's not really him. Right? Iboilahu. Mahu Liskal Al Yado. What about Skila? Right? What about Skila? What does that mean? What about Skila? Rashi says, Shel Ha'av Klomar Alpiv. Im Amar Kiddashti Etz Biti Ba'Advede Kiddushin Ein Boin Lefaneinu. There's nobody here. Vizinsa, and she was Mezane. Mahu Lachzika Alpiv Kedinayim Rasul Sokla. Does she get Skila or not? You know, what's the case? The case is, the father says, I married off my daughter, but I forgot to who. And then you find out she had a relation with someone else. That's not the guy. So is she considered an Eishas Ish? There's no Edom. Right? Is she considered an Eishas Ish? It's a funny case. Right? So, Rav Amar, Ain Soklin. No, no, Ain Soklin, no skila. Ravasi Amar Soklin, there is skila. Rav Amar Ain Soklin. Rav said no skila. Ki haimena rachmana la av la isura la katla la haimena. He's only believed that she stuck. Not to give her skila. Ravasi Amar, no. La Soklin, la kule mil say de haimena rachmana la av. He's believed in all respects. So we just don't happen to know who the husband is. But if the husband's not that guy, then yes, she violated Eishes Ish. She was another man. Amar Ravasi umodita, but I agree. Ba'omeres niskadashti she ain't soklin. If she says I got married, not that the father says it, she says it, then we don't believe. Then I agree that there's no skila. She says I got married to who? I forgot. Then we catch her having an affair with some other guy. That's not the guy. Everybody agrees there's no skila. Why not? Amar Ravasi. Hani Shmaitza Didi Mirafsan Igri. The truth is, I don't really know 100% what I'm saying. I don't really have a reason why. I can't really figure it out. It means that the roof is broken officially. I'm not clear on this halacha. Why? Hashta. Umaba makom shibba liknos kones amartim soklim. If the marriage is a good marriage, right? I allowed the marriage to go forward. When the father says, I married her to somebody, we don't know who, and guy comes, it's me. I allowed it. Right? So, and I also said that she's believed enough to get skila. Right? So, makom she'im bo liknos ein kones. When she says, I got married, and we don't know who it is, and a guy comes forward and says, it's me. Ein odin she'soklin? So for sure it should be skila. So I don't make any sense. Right? Velohi, it's not true. Lav haimena rachmana. No. The Torah gives the authority of belief to the father. Lidi da lo haemna, to the girl, she's not believed. Just very simple. Now, why? There's no reason. There is a reason, right? There is a reason. The difference is because she's only saying that she's embarrassed. Or someone's going to come forward because they're embarrassed. It's a different kind of reason. Now, Rav Chista Amar, one more minute. Echadzeh v'echadzeh ein soklin. In both cases, there's no skila. Vaz Rav Chista l'taymei, dam Rav Chista. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow because it's a new thing. We'll stop here, pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day and a good Shabbos. What? Yeah?